Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. Captain Patrick, we are your crew as we navigate the latest boating news and information. Also, Boat Show Girl joining us. And Rusty, if we're lucky or, unfortunate, depending on your perspective, will be joining us from the Jacksonville Boat Show. The rescheduled Jacksonville Boat Show. Have you gotten any updates on that, by the way, Patrick, or no?
Yes, I do, Greg. Late breaking news. The yeah. Jacksonville Boat Show has been rescheduled.
Oh!
More updates as we get them.
You're joking.
Now back to you.
You are joking. You are a liar. Never take Captain Patrick at his word.
Wait. Another late breaking story, Greg.
He's a
sailor. The Jacksonville Boat Show has been rescheduled.
That's just wrong. Boat Show Girl, you have any comment? Or would you like me just smack him for you?
Just smack
him. Okay.
Yeah. Let me know when that's about to happen so that I can brace
myself.
Fast.
I have the reflexes of a panther. And he didn't even feel it. Didn't even flinch. And I whacked him right upside the noggin there.
You mean like a gray panther?
You're welcome, Boat Show Girl. All right. So... As Captain Patrick nurses his wounds, we'll just dive into some boating news and information until maybe Rusty dials us up. We'll see. He is pretty busy because this is the rescheduled Jacksonville Boat Show. I believe the weather's pretty good in Jacksonville today, isn't it? Or is it a little rainy? I didn't check the weather for Jacksonville, but it's okay in Orlando. Just super hot. And we're only about an hour and a half away, so I assume the weather is okay in Jacksonville today and playing to their, to their favor. Which explains why he's probably not calling us, because he's too busy selling friggin' boats like crazy.
Except he has no boats to sell, so actually all he has are pictures of boats and say, this is what
that's
your
even
boat
better,
because
he charges
like
the same amount for a picture than he does for the real thing. God bless him. I wish I was Rusty.
Actually, it's a problem in the industry right now, all across the board.
What, that they're selling pictures as opposed to real ones?
No, that...
That's great for the dealers.
That orders are at such a volume that manufacturers are having trouble meeting that demand.
Meeting demand, yes. Yeah. That is a great problem to have. If you're going to have a problem, that would be the one problem I would want.
Yeah, but you still get back to is the boat buyer willing to wait to get the boat that they want? Or, hey, I got enough money, I'll go buy what you got in the showroom, which isn't a problem for the manufacturers either,
right?
Or for the dealer. Yeah. Or I'll just look at a used boat that's got the options that I want.
Well, they may have to do that, but when you have no choice, you have no choice.
Well, you always it's a boat. It's not life or death. Of course you have a choice.
Well, no, I'm saying you can either, wait for that new dream boat, like Boat Show Girl, or you could, go ahead and just settle for someone like Captain Patrick.
Wait, did you just call Boat Show Girl a dream boat?
No, I said she is looking for her dream boat.
Oh.
Yeah. And that you would be something she'd have to seriously settle for, or drink way too much, and then she'd go, no.
Yeah, I'd be that mooring buoy out in the mooring field is how I've been described.
Okay. I don't even know what to think of that. But Captain Patrick obviously suffers from low self-esteem, and we'll just leave it at that.
It's not doesn't suffer from it. Oh. Embraces it.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. All right. Well, Boat Show Girl, did you have any plans to join Rusty in Jacksonville, or you just said no, oh, hell no?
After they canceled, I guess I wasn't paying much attention that they rescheduled, so I was really shocked because I haven't been paying attention,
okay,
to be honest.
All right, she wasn't paying attention. Rusty didn't let her know about the rescheduled date. But as far as I know, it is going on. And the fact that he isn't joining us right off the bat today tells me that it must be cranking. Because otherwise, you know, he only calls us when he's bored. Isn't that right, Patrick?
Or drunk.
pretty much that's usually at the same time. Goes hand in hand. But so I think it's a good sign that, you know, he hadn't checked in with us yet. So do we have other news that we should just go through and start, you know, meandering through on today's virtual cruise?
Sure. Let's meander this way.
Okay.
Greg, I have been taken to task, chastised, as it were.
What, you mean last week on the show?
Yes. At the end of last week's show,
yeah.
I gave out two well-deserved shout-outs to two new listeners, if you will, of the show. And one of those listeners got a hold of me and let me know that I should not have grouped her with the other person. So this is my chance to
make amends.
To make amends,
yeah.
to provide a retraction, if you will.
Okay.
So, Amy Devine, welcome to the world of boating. Are you happy now? There you go. See, winning friends, influencing people.
You know, I love it when you do things that make no sense to anyone except this one person. How many times have I told you that's where you use your cell phone, Patrick? We're talking to millions. Now,
you told me whenever I'm on the mic that I should treat the mic like I'm talking to one person and not millions. Now you just told me that it should be that I'm talking to millions and not one person. Would you make up your mind?
Oh, boy. Tomato, tomato. I mean, I'm telling you what. No. Okay, just let everyone else in on your little conversation then, so we can all catch up, including me.
I just explained it.
Well, okay. So what? Her friend didn't want to be associated with her.
No, Amy took offense that I had included her with this other person.
Yeah,
and she wanted to have her own unique, specific
shout out,
if you will.
So you just said, like,
"World of Boating, aiming to please our listeners one at a time."
Ah, uh-huh.
And it is a tough job, let me tell you. I have done such and made.
Okay, so last week you gave her friend a shout out and didn't give Amy the shout out.
No, what part of this?
I'm trying. I don't understand what the hell's going on.
Are you not understanding? I mentioned two people at the end of last week's show.
Right.
Amy wanted her own. She didn't want to be grouped with anybody else.
Because that diminishes her value if she's.
I don't know, but we've just spent now the last 5 minutes talking about Amy. And she's not even on the show.
Mm. Well, she could dial up 888-28-BOAT and set the record straight.
Yeah.
The fact that she still wanted us to mention her name on the show is, that's pretty much a sign of dementia or, you know, that kind of thing. So we welcome you to the fold.
There you go.
Welcome to the crazy farm.
That's it. Speaking of which.
Yeah.
Dateline Jupiter, Florida.
Yeah.
And the battle is raging, Greg. The battle of the no wake zones. Here we go again.
Okay.
So, down in Jupiter, on the Intracoastal Waterway, there is a plan to extend a no wake zone for boaters about 1 mile north of Cato's Bridge, which goes from Tequesta to Jupiter Island. And boaters are starting to get really upset. When was the last time you were on the Intracoastal?
It's been a while. You mean in Jupiter or anywhere?
Well, in Florida. The Intracoastal in Florida.
Oh, I don't know. We'll say 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you find it frustrating in its navigation?
What, having to go idle speed and
yes.
not break the... sometimes it's a little irritating because it obviously, you know, takes the travel time to a high that you would prefer to zip right over. Through.
I mean, most boaters are willing to run over nature to be able to go and enjoy nature.
Okay. Well, I don't know about that.
It's
not nature. It's the other boats
okay.
that are nearby.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Because there's nothing in the waterway that
it's a
Except garbage.
The intercoastal in that area is 125 feet wide.
Okay.
Okay. So it's a fairly wide channel.
Right.
Here's the problem that we have as boaters. Now we have kayakers. We have paddle boarders.
Mm-hmm.
We have people in a much smaller craft that are also in these waterways or just outside of the waterways. And for the boats that can get up on plane and run in these areas, even in the areas where you're allowed to go 25 or 35 miles an hour, you find that you're having to constantly back off the throttle because, as we all know, you're responsible for your own wake.
Right. So it's those guys with the small boats that are complaining?
I'll tell you when we come back.
Okay, fair enough. And we'll find out together right here on The World of Boating.
Listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters. You know, there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water. But what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw, put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
Sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
There's a port on a western bay and it serves 100 ships a day, along with sailors, pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town and she works laying whiskey down. They say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine.
Yeah, your eyes are still sailing from the sea.
Did you see him use that song in Guardian of the Galaxy 2 there, Patrick, this week? I saw it finally when I got back from California. And they have that song in there.
They
called
do.
It like the best song ever. And it wasn't the Kenny Chesney version. It was the, you know,
well,
Looking Glass version. But
it's funny.
I like Kenny's version because I know he's a boater.
Well, Looking Glass is the original.
Right. And so, I would assume since they wrote it, maybe they were boaters too.
First. However, but, the fact that you just used that as a rejoin and the fact that you bought it up, let me say this.
It was awesome.
There are some.
Best movie ever.
I thought Sharknado 3 was the best movie ever.
Well, yeah, I was in it.
I know.
That was true. But
and number two
is what this was in this genre.
The second best movie would have been that Dan dive safety video you did where you played the drowned victim.
Where I played the dead guy?
Yeah.
Well, that really wasn't a film. That was an instructional video.
Well, that's you listen.
But it was an Oscar-winning performance, yes.
Right. I mean, nobody pukes on cue.
Better
like
than me.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
There you go.
Well, I'm taking the brown nosing well.
To
Patrick,
a whole new level.
But I'm kind of
you're taking it literally.
I'm kind of wondering why though. Why are you sucking up like you are right now?
Well, I was talking about the song Brandy, and
yeah.
My point being is there are some songs.
Yeah, they're coming to get you. If you don't hurry up, what?
There are some songs, as there are some movies, that should never, ever, 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 ever be remade. And Brandy is one of those, because over this past week, in celebration of Guardians of the Galaxy 2 coming out, AV Club released a in-studio remake of that song that was covered by the band Dude York. And do yourselves a favor and do not, under any circumstances, if you want to retain any sense of your sanity, listen to this remake, because you will absolutely lose your S if you do. This is absolute one of the worst ever. Just leave it. Look.
So boat show girl would lose her S, so she would be just boat girl?
I don't think that's what he meant.
What? Okay. He probably lost
her. If she lost her S, she'd be Boat How Girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, BS Girl.
But if she lost her S, then she'd be BH Girl.
I don't know what you're saying, but regardless, okay.
What letter follows in the word show if you remove the S?
Okay.
H. Right.
Okay. Whatever.
But, okay.
But so
anyway,
it's Dude York.
Dude York.
All right. Let me Google it. I gotta Google it. Dude York. Huh?
Dude York. Their cover of Brandy. You will absolutely come unglued, Greg.
Yeah.
And I know you're a fan of the remakes. You're a fan. You know, there's always, unless it's somebody who's redoing Queen, then you lose your S.
So this is like a new version of it.
Yeah. It's this band Dude York, their cover of the classic Brandy.
So you are a fan or you are not a fan?
I hate this. No, I'm not a fan. I'm definitely not a fan. This is the worst thing.
Well, then why'd you bring it up? Why would you promote such nonsense? Yeah.
Because it's all about, of course, web hits, Greg.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. You can judge it for yourself. I'm not going to listen to it right now. I'll wait.
Do it on the break, and then when we come back, you can.
But I like Kenny Chesney's version. What's wrong with Kenny Chesney's version of Brandy?
I've never listened to Kenny Chesney's version of Brandy, nor have I ever listened to anything by Kenny Chesney.
But you bothered
nor
to
will
listen
I ever
to this
listen
other
to anything
piece of
by
crap
Kenny Chesney.
You said
because
you
Kenny
didn't
Chesney
like.
Is of no consequence.
He's a boater. He's a sailor. He's a lover of the sea.
And if Kenny Chesney had not hit the stardom jackpot, as it were, he'd be dreaming of owning a boat. He wouldn't have an actual boat.
Like everyone else. Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
You know, don't be a hater. I mean, the fact that he's wildly successful, you suck up enough, he might invite us out sometime to go sailing with him. That's my motivation. I don't know about you, Patrick.
That's going to happen.
All right.
Okay,
anyway.
So back to Jupiter, Florida, and these no-wake zones. So here's the issue that we boaters face, especially in this area, because you've got people along the shoreline that are kind of camping out there with their chairs. You've got kids that are snorkeling off of the main channel.
Bums.
I think I told you when I was heading down to Key Largo, down to the Ocean Reef Club with... on a 35-footer, and I was coming in the main channel, that entrance coming into the Ocean Reef Club, and there's a dive boat on one side of the channel, dive flag is up, but the snorkelers are on the other side of the channel, and they're swimming across a navigable channel.
Hmm. That's not an ideal scenario.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not. And this isn't either, because as boaters, and it's not a brag or a boast, but a lot of the boats that I've taken out as of late have been in a 35 to 53 foot range, and at speed they will throw quite a wake. Mm-hmm. So we are responsible for our wakes. If we knowingly create a condition that causes damage or injures people, damages boats, damages docks, things like that,
right,
we could be held financially liable.
Sure.
But I think on the other end of it is, if you're going to choose to be just outside of the channel, anchored because you're fishing or because you're snorkeling or things like that, to expect every single boat to come on and off of plane to safely pass you, if you're gonna, you should be far enough out of the way from the navigable channel to where any passing wake is not creating a hazardous condition for yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you're on a paddleboard, if you're in a canoe or a kayak, same thing applies. You know,
well, for kayakers, it's considered rapids, and that's just fun.
There was an incident there 3 weeks ago down in this area where this young man was, a 16-year-old, was in a lightweight scull he was rowing, and according to the news report, he hit a 32-foot Boston whaler, which I find a little, I think maybe they got that wrong, but I haven't been able to kind of confirm that. It would seem more likely that the Boston whaler hit him, but our waterways are becoming increasingly congested.
Crowded. Because too crowded. Too many people on the water.
We've got more people out enjoying in canoes, kayaks, paddleboards, cheaper ways to get out on the water, and we all have to share the same space.
Okay. So you're not a fan of expanded wake zones, is my guess.
Correct.
Okay.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me, along with Captain Patrick, a boat show girl. And, all right, so no wake zones being expanded in Jupiter is not a done deal, though. They're
it's
just
not,
talking
it's not
about
a done
it.
Deal. It's
what? You're saying the smaller boaters are complaining about...
Smaller boaters are complaining. People that are trying to enjoy the mm-hmm. shoreline and the intracoastal are complaining about boats zipping by at speed. But the fact of the matter is, some of these boats, say in the 18 to, well, we'll say 24, 25-foot range, depending on the conditions outside, it's not possible for them to get out of the inlet and go run the outside where they could run pretty much, you know, at any speed. Conditions don't always allow for that. So there are times when they need to run the inside to get to their destination. The intercoastal is a boat highway, if you will.
Right.
And I find it more often on the St. John's, when I'm running the St. John's, where you get people that are fishing and they're just outside the channel. Mm-hmm. You get your canoes, you get your kayaks, you get your paddle boarders now. And you might as well just, if you have to come off a plane each and every time, you might as well just put it into gear and just idle all the way up. And it's just getting increasingly frustrating for the power boaters out there. They've got a boat. It'll go fast. They want to get from point A to point B so they can get on with their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So short of creating a fast pass lane on the water, it's only going to get worse is what is kind of where we're heading, because the more speed zones that you enact, the more you're going to get the power boaters riled up. Then they're going to stop basically boating in the area. They'll
right.
go someplace where they can run. So then the mm-hmm. local businesses suffer, because then you're just catering to canoes, kayaks, and paddleboards, and they ain't got any money. That's why they're on canoes, kayaks, and paddleboards.
Good point. Yeah, I would agree with you. They got to make sure they, you know, follow some pretty, you know, necessary guidelines to put these things into effect. I actually agree with Captain Patrick for the first time ever.
This is my guideline. Get out of the way!
Okay, you can do that. More coming up.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
What you're gonna do for the rest of your life?
It's a good life on a boat.
There are distant lands, the burning sands, they call across the oceans. There are bingo games every fun-filled day.
And margaritas at the midnight buffet.
Margaritas at the midnight buffet.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, Boat Show Girl, rounding out the crew as we navigate the latest boating news and information. And, you know, Jupiter may or may not enact bigger, longer, whatever. We'll see.
Uncut.
We'll follow that story accordingly. But, yeah, who wants to slow down? We want to go fast with our power boats. And I will tell you, when I was in California, in Long Beach.
Now, please, tell us again. Regale us of stories.
Well, we came back in to our slip after being over in Catalina.
Before you guys almost got scorched on the dock?
What do you mean we got scorched on the
dock? Is this almost before you guys got all the hair burned off your bodies?
No. But we almost ran over a homeless guy in a little, dinghy. And he was freaking out. And, he wasn't really complaining about the no wake. He was complaining about a place to sleep, which was, Captain Butch's slip. And when he came around the corner, he tried to get in there. This guy's in there. And he's like, "Get the hell out of my slip, you idiot!" And it was hilarious. And you see this old guy who kind of looked like, Tom Hanks at the end of Castaway, trying to yank this boat out of the water and up over the dock to the other slip so he could go back to sleep. So I don't know.
Was hilarious to you?
Well, no. I wonder if it's those kind of guys.
Spoken like a true Republican.
That are complaining about the no-wake stuff in Jupiter. Is it that type of, riffraff? You see what I'm saying?
Two wholly unrelated stories.
No.
How do you equate no-wake zones to a homeless guy sleeping in a boat and Captain Butch's slip?
I don't know. He was homeless. He was just sleeping.
Whatever.
And, he was like...
They're not even remotely connected other than they took place on the water.
No, the wake and the fact that he was going to get run over.
In a slip?
Yeah.
He's not going to get run over in a slip.
Oh, he was going to get run over in the slip.
Now, if Captain
Butch... This was a big-ass boat going in the slip. There was not room for his boat and...
If Captain Butch spun it and then backed it in...
He didn't back it in. He was coming in straight.
Oh, Captain Butch is one of those.
Well, he had to because...
A bow-first guy.
Yeah. He was...
Tells me all I need to know.
Really? Why does he have to go the other way?
You always go in stern first.
Why? You don't have to.
Yes, you do.
Why? He didn't.
Why not?
Because, where his particular slip is right at the end of a marina tee, so he had to come around a corner where he can't really see his slip until you get around the corner, and then it was like, oh, crap, there's somebody in my slip.
He shouldn't have been going that fast.
No, nobody should have been in his slip. He pays for this thing.
Yeah, but first rule of boating, expect the unexpected.
Okay.
Okay. So, two is you always back in your slip because most marinas, your shore power hookup, your water hookup, everything like that, is at the seawall or at the entrance to the dock, not at the far end or the part that would stick out into the water.
Well, he had a pretty long cable, so it was no problem at all. And he already had it. It was laying right there at the end of the dock.
That's what boggled my mind when I was up at Oselka's up in New Buffalo, Michigan.
Yeah.
And delivering a couple 53s up there. And I noticed that all the boats, all the yachts in the marina are all bow in, stern out. And I asked.
Okay, so wait a minute. So this problem you're having with bow in, stern out issue is a Captain Patrick
pet
peeve.
Are you going to let me finish?
I know where this is going.
Are you going to interrupt?
I hear where this is going.
And create whatever you want out of the limited words that I've said. Okay.
Well,
so I asked the dock master at Oselka's why all these big yachts are bow in, stern out. And he explained to me that on these recreational boats, not for charter, not for hire, but on these recreational boats, that's where they do all their entertaining. They all sit out on the transoms of their boat.
Oh, true.
In the marina.
Right.
And
that's what Butch and Vinny Two Tanks do. During the week when they're not going out, they go out on the weekend. But you're right. They go when Vinny gets off work, they go and hang out on Butch's boat, watch the sunset there in Long Beach, and just have a nice, peaceful evening and yell at the homeless guys in the dinghies, you know, go, no, they don't do that. But, I mean, that is true. So what's wrong with that? Isn't that part of living on a boat if you're going to do that kind of thing?
Go and bow in?
Yeah.
Going bow in is the easy way.
Well, no, but the reasoning makes sense.
Stern in takes much more skill.
But having the stern on the backside of the dock where you would have a view as opposed to looking at a parking lot there at the marina, I mean, that makes perfect sense.
That's what you have
sense.
A big foredeck for. So you go up there, you put a couple chairs, and you sit up on the bow of your boat.
Well, that's not your porch. The porch of your boat is usually the stern of the vessel. Just like you said, and that's why people would sit there. And you know, he actually has two levels, so you could be down there, you know, at the transom area, or you could go up a level and he could hang out there, you know, just aft of the
on the upper bridge,
yeah, and hang out there. And he has a perfect view of the marina, which is a much better view, like I said, than the parking lot. So I get that argument.
Boat Show Girl, where do you come down on the stern in, stern out argument?
I don't know. Like, I've seen boats both ways, so I don't...
She goes both ways. Okay, so that's fine, but you understand the argument that if you lived in a marina on a boat, they would want your stern facing out to the marina, out to all the pretty boats in the water, as opposed to the parking lot, correct? That makes sense. See?
You're the only person that could take somebody saying hello to you and turn it into some weird diatribe about U.S. governmental policies. I mean, you just take something, the most innocuous thing that somebody says, and you twist and turn
what?
It.
You were the one who said it, not me. You said the guy told you that's why they park them like that.
Because recreational boats, not for charter boats, not for hire boats.
Okay, yeah, recreational boats or boats that people live on, like Butch and Vinny Two Tanks, which is who I was out with in Long Beach. So that makes perfectly good sense. I totally get it.
Okay.
So what's wrong with that? I mean, I understand it might be easier to get out.
Easier to get in. It's easier to get out if you're going bow into your slip. The true challenge, true boater, spins the boat, takes it in stern first. That makes your boarding of the boat a lot easier because you're closer to the seawall. Your loading and unloading of your gear a lot easier because you're closer to the seawall.
Well, it depends on
the hookup of your electricity, your shore power, and your water because you're closer to the seawall.
Well, the cord is right there at the end of the dock, so there was no problem whatsoever.
And your maintenance of the boat because you're closer to the seawall.
Nah, it didn't matter for them. Matter of fact, loading on this particular vessel, this 52-footer that we had, was pretty much on the side. It wasn't at the front or the back of the boat. He had, like, you know, an entrance, a galley, or, you know, a thing
gunnel.
Right there.
It's called a gunnel.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah.
And it worked out fine. It was great.
Greg. So,
but I totally get the situation where you'd want to have a view, you know, that and there's no problem with it either way. And I would imagine coming in stern first as well. Bow first as well is, let me put it this way.
Yes.
You're facing that way and you can yell at the homeless guy quicker and see him like, get the hell out of the way, you idiot. As opposed to coming in bow first.
No, you're absolutely wrong. You are incorrect.
What if you came in stern first, you'd have to turn around. Oh, wait, there's somebody in my slip.
When you take a yacht into a slip stern first, okay, whether you have current joystick control or if you've got the old split controls, two throttle, two shift.
Right. You got to look behind you and blah, blah, blah.
What do you mean blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, well.
That's how you boat, blah, blah, blah.
Rear view cameras, whatever. I understand.
So you come in, you've judged the current, you've judged the wind, you've made your approach, you've spun your boat, and now you've started to back in. So when you back in, you are facing aft, so you're going to see directly, you're going to have a better line of vision because there's less obstruction than your visibility from
it's
the helm.
It's going to be a longer shout ratio.
Than the visibility from your helm, which you got to look out from your helm station across the bow of the boat,
yeah,
across the bow pulpit, a lot of which is obscured at that point, versus looking at the transom, which usually sits lower in the water, and you would have a more clear or unobstructed view.
Well, not on this boat. You wouldn't be able to see. He couldn't see.
It's not going to matter what I say.
I'm right. And if Butch was here, yelling at you right now like he was at that homeless guy.
Say you're
Patrick,
right.
Patrick, get out of my way, you idiot. You don't know nothing. You don't know what you're talking about. Yarg!
You talking about boating is like me talking about radio programming.
I'm not talking about boating. I'm talking about my friend.
Of course we're talking about boating.
I'm talking about my boating friend and explaining his point of view from what I witnessed firsthand. And I'm sticking up for him. Because
I can't believe I've wasted 15 minutes on this stupid conversation with you and I've gotten nowhere.
Well, no. What we all realized together is, once again, Patrick was wrong and I was right. You're welcome.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Awareness and common sense go a long way on a boat. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to avoid violating basic boating etiquette next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Dive boat etiquette is about safety and respecting the crew and your fellow divers. First, ask for permission to board before just jumping on deck and setting up your gear. Once you do, keep it clear of walkways and stowed out of the way. And pay close attention to the briefing. You may have heard it before, but that doesn't mean everyone else on the boat has. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
Successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Up till now, had to shut down.
What? Why?
The guy playing the best friend, the stand-up Adam Balin.
I think it's Balin. What about him?
He's dead.
What?
He fell off the back of a boat last night. They just found his body.
Oh, my God. What was he doing on a boat? Boating? Why?
Little boat, big lake, little breeze, life's great. Ooh, you gotta love it in the middle of a little boat.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, who has a really poor taste in music. I just watched that Dude York version of Brandy that you
You not to watch or listen to.
Yeah, and you know, as soon as you do that, we all got to go Google it and
only
see.
Only you.
And it, I mean, you know, I don't want to knock those kids.
No, it's horrible.
What is up with that?
It is god awful.
I mean, I've seen, you know, high school performances better. You know,
I mean, I understand putting your own spin on it, so it sounds. But that is just, it defies description.
Yeah, Hey, stick to the original. Stick to Kenny Chesney.
Boat Show Girl. That's not the original.
Well, I said stick to the original or Kenny Chesney.
You said stick to the original, Kenny Chesney.
No, I said stick to the original or Kenny Chesney.
You're just on his payroll.
Did you watch that too, Boat Show Girl? Did you?
No.
You actually listened to Patrick and didn't do? You're always supposed to do exactly the opposite of what Patrick says. Everyone knows that. She's young, naive. That's fine. I'm just saying when it comes to Patrick, okay? Everything else, she's a genius.
Yeah. Listen, coming up on the top of the hour, we got a few things we need to get to. First of all, if you haven't already, check out the World of Boating Facebook page or worldofboating.com, and you're going to see some of the stories that we talked about today. Most of the stories that we didn't get to talk about today, as is usually the case, there's probably about 100 per week that we don't ever get to, but some things I wanted to point out that are on the Facebook page, which would then, of course, show up on the .com site as well. A spearfisher has been dubbed the world's sexiest angler. She is 20 years old, is an expert diver, and is renowned in the world of deep sea spearfishing. Her name is Cheyenne Lee. Hmm. Are you familiar with Miss Cheyenne Lee?
No, where's she located?
In Florida.
No, I want an exact address. No. No, is she South Florida? That would make sense.
I believe she's probably South Florida. Let me see if I can spin this around and give you a view of one shot there.
Whoa,
how do you like them fish?
Hey now.
Huh?
She blah, blah.
This is, and I pointed this out to you so that you could get in contact with her for Scuba Radio. Because
Why would we want to have to limit it to Scuba Radio? She's a spear fisher. She's on a boat, and it sounds like she's getting a motorboating.
Because what, as far as a mermaid goes, to add to your cadre of mermaids, if you had one who was a spear fisher, that would be badass.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
So, anyway.
They got to eat. So who dubbed her the sexiest spearfisher or whatever? What'd you call her again?
Sexiest something or other.
Yeah.
I believe it probably came from her. But it's all about it's all about branding, Greg.
Yeah, all right.
And let me see. I'm trying to see if I can find something else here that could further highlight. Let's try that one. How about that one?
Is that her, too?
That is her, too.
Hmm. Okay.
You got to cash in before the looks go, I got to tell you. So,
That's just sexist, and I am not, I don't want to be associated with
that's not being sexist. That's a realist. Now, being a realist.
That's it is good marketing. Now, I'll give her that much.
There is. There's also a video. There was a helicopter crash right off of a super yacht that took place. This was took place in Norway.
All right. Well, they had left the yacht with a helipad?
Well, yes. But it is yet undetermined from the news report whether they were trying to land or they had just taken off. But you see they came into contact with something on the yacht. Looked like maybe a windsock or something like that that may have been there. And then the helicopter just went like into pieces and came off the side of the yacht and right into the water.
Okay. Windsock wouldn't do that, but okay. I'm doubting a windsock would create a havoc for a helicopter.
Okay, so let's say that it was a windsock and it was on a whip antenna, and the rotors grabbed the windsock and pulled the whip antenna into the rotors. It could then cause a failure. Could it not, Greg, Mr. Aviation?
Yeah.
Wait. Do you have your pilot's license yet?
I'm really close.
All right, next story.
Really close.
Next story. You have no credibility.
No, I'm just saying. They can take a lot of stuff thrown at them, like birds and stuff, and they'll just chop them to pieces. I mean, if it was a windsock, it's just going to chop it up. It's not going to clog up the gears.
All I can tell you what I saw in the video, and it's what it appeared to be. Now, whether it was or not.
Oh, so you saw a video of the helicopter crashing?
What part of – there's a video –
Well, you didn't say you would watch
Boat
it.
Show
you
Girl,
just said.
Did I not?
You just said the story.
No. Did I not start
I
it out that
him,
way?
Yes.
But he didn't say he had watched it.
Yes, I did.
No, he didn't say that, did he? She's saying no. She's not.
She's not saying
no.
She's
saying
she's laughing so hard.
She's like, humor him, Greg.
She's shaking
humor
her head.
Humor him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's probably safer to do that, Boat Show Girl.
Okay, listen, we are coming up on, of course, Memorial Day weekend, the traditional start of the boating season in the Northeast, Midwest, so on and so forth. And on Observer.com, there was a do's and don'ts for sailing on a yacht or a sailboat. So if you want to know what to do and what not to do, like, don't ask them what the fuel economy is, don't ask them what they paid for it, but ask them where the head is. Check out that article, and you'll be all set for your boating adventure.
Okay, there you go. And we'll leave it at that for this week for the Big Show. For Boat Show Girl, myself, and Captain Patrick, remember, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone. Rock the boat, rock on.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.